turning your attention now to an issue that does affect a lot of people, and it's an issue to try and keep people fed, particularly the most vulnerable in our county. Meals on Wheels Tralee Cafe is opening in early December, initially for 2 weekdays. Paddy Cavan is with Meals on Wheels and with me on the line. Paddy, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks very much.
Tell me what's happening here. What are the plans?
So our plans are, we're hoping to open up on Monday the 4th of December, and we're going to be open from about 9 until 3, and it's a community cafe there for everybody at all. We'd say that if you go in and if you buy a cup of coffee, or if you have the breakfast or the jumbo breakfast roll, as Pat Short made the song famous for, if you come in there for that, you spend your money inside there, that is subsidising the Meals on Wheels activities, and it's also going to help us down the road, hopefully in early in the new year. We'll have a laundry service as well for people who might need that. So it's our way of raising vital funds by having this facility there, and we're only too delighted. As well as that, it'll also help raise funds for the Christmas Day dinner. We're doing two things on Christmas Day. One is that anybody at all can call in, sit down, have a Christmas Day dinner. And then second to that, we're also delivering Meals on Wheels on Christmas Day, as we have done for over 50 years. So those two facilities are there, and the cafe's job is going to be to raise funds to be able to provide those services.
Yeah, so that's the idea, I suppose. I know the government funding, you're looking to fundraise all the time, but this way of kind of doing it yourself, creating a kind of a revenue stream through the sales of breakfast, dinner or a cup of coffee, that people will know that their money will be going to fund what is a vital service for a lot of people.
Absolutely, and like we want people to be like, we've got the Greenway that's right next to us heading out to beautiful Phoenix, and you know, there's loads and loads of opportunity for people that if they're going for a walk with their friends or their buddies and they decide, you know what, we'll pop inside here, we'll have a cup of coffee or a scone or a bun, we'll make sure to have healthy alternatives as well, because there's a good walk anyway for anybody that has the fry, so you'll walk it off by going out to Phoenix. Look, for us it's you know, we get great support from the Community Work Department and the HSE. Local businesses have been very, very supportive of us, and we'd like to thank them. And look, we're obviously appealing for government funding as well, but this is a long-term sustainable solution that we'll fund ourselves, we'll look after ourselves, but we need the people of Tralee to help us with that and make this facility self-sustainable. It's a social enterprise that, you know, it's not me that's pocketing the money, it's not a big corporation. The money goes back to the Christmas Day dinner, it'll fund a laundry service, and it'll also fund Meals on Wheels, that eventually it'll become a 7-day service, 24/7, 365 days a year.
Paddy, what are you seeing in terms of the people who need this or need it? How have things developed in the last 12 months? We're in a strange situation whereby we are, you know, we've never had more people at work in this country, but there are pressures there. We're seeing a number of businesses under pressure. The cost of living increases has started to bite as well. So what's that doing to, I suppose, the people that need your service? Or maybe an increase or otherwise?
For us, we're seeing a lot of men who would be in their 50s or 60s and obviously older, who for various reasons you know, find it difficult to get a meal, to get a decent meal. That's where we're coming in a lot of the time. We're also coming a substantial amount of people who are in emergency accommodation and who don't have facilities to get a meal, that would be approaching us. And what we always do with that is we link people in with various different agencies first. So Kerry County Council, the housing department, St. Vincent de Paul, which is my other hat. And then we look to see, can Meals on Wheels fill a gap if there's an area that these other services mightn't be able to cover? And then Meals on Wheels will step in. But there is an increase of people, particularly in emergency accommodation, that are making contact with us. A substantial amount of men from the ages of 50 up who would seek our service. And there's obviously the traditional older people as well.
That's a large portion of the kind of the demographic that make up our housing waiting list as well. So people who are looking for accommodation, looking for certainty, that need help for various different reasons, family breakdown, other situations, and you know, loss of job as they get older, other factors that go into it.
There are various factors. Look, we've come across people that would have had their own businesses, would have been very productive and so on, and a bereavement would have happened, or illness would have happened. Something happens and the person spirals then. And family breakdown is a huge reason why a lot of people would end up in the situation. And sometimes people end up in the situation, it's no fault of their own why the stuff happens, and they're trying to get back up on their feet. And, you know, they'd make contact with us, and we do our best then to facilitate anyone as much as we can.
Okay, and that's what's going to continue. So what days is it going to be open, Paddy?
So it's going to be opened from Monday the 4th of December, and it'll be a Monday and a Friday initially, because it's completely run by volunteers at the moment. And our plan is we've applied to Pubble for CSB funding. We won't know the outcome of that until early in the new year. So if there are any politicians listening that might be able to lobby for us a little bit, we greatly welcome it, or anybody at all. This is a facility that's there for the people of Tralee. We want it. It'll be there as long as I'm around anyway, and the rest of us are around, to try and build it up. We want to make ourselves self-sustainable, and we fend for ourselves, and this is the way that we're going to do it.
And if you get that funding, does that mean you expand the days you can open, I suppose?
It would mean that we would expand to a 7-day a week service. So I've applied for funding for a full-time chef, a manager for the service, and a cafe assistant and a driver. That's what I'm asking. There's CSB funding, state funding for that, that helped towards the cost of that. I have to show that we've a social enterprise, which is what we're doing.
To qualify,
there's various things that we have to do to qualify, but we won't know the outcome until the new year. So hopefully, please God, we get it.
Okay, outstanding. All right, Paddy, and look, notwithstanding what we're talking about and the pressure some people are under, you'll have pressure to try and hire somebody, to find somebody to do those jobs, I'd imagine. But you'd hope that the local community would rally around if that does happen.
Absolutely. I was a job coach for 5 years in previous life, so I know what it's like at the moment when it comes to recruitment. It will be difficult to find somebody, because this isn't going to be a well-paid job. We're looking for somebody that will be able to help us as best we can. We're starting off from scratch. So hopefully, that'll be another challenge, will be recruitment.
Yeah, it certainly will. Well, look, I know you'll cross that bridge when you come to it. Paddy, listen, look, thanks for talking to us about that. Good luck with it. We'll look forward to
thanks
it opening
very much, Jerry.
And good luck with it over the Christmas period.
Thanks a million. Take care.